subject planning and designing of healthcare facility. Chapter 4, intramural factors in hospital and healthcare planning by Dr. Praveen Kumar Agarwal. First, since we are dealing with intramural facilities which are available in the hospital, we should know what are the different types of hospital. The word hospital is derived from the Latin word hospi, which means place or establishment where the guest is received or welcomed. And that is why the word hospitality and hospital goes side by side. That is why doctor is considered good doctor when their attitude toward the patient is very good. They welcome the patient with a smiling face. They listen to the patient's signs. They listen to the patient's symptoms. They don't interrupt when the patient is talking to them. And that is why each hospital has got an important part, that is reception, where the patients are welcome just like the hotels. Definition of the hospital as per the Steedman Medical Dictionary is: hospital is an institution for care, cure and treatment of sick, wounded, for study of disease and training of doctors and nurses. So this definition has got the two important features. First, it says the clinical care which is given to the needy patient, and second, it shows that the hospital is not only the place where the clinical care is given to the patient, but also different teaching is given to the different class of healthcare professional, who may be doctors, who may be staff nurses, and these doctors may be undergraduate doctors who are doing their MBBS course, who are doing their bachelor in dental course, or nurses like staff nurses or nursing student. And apart from these, there may be other students like lab technicians who are also pursuing their career, physiotherapists who are also pursuing their career, and they come under the category of paramedical staff because they work side by side with the main medical fraternity. WHO definition of hospital. Hospital is an integral part of social and medical organization, the function of which is to provide the population a complete healthcare, both curative and preventive, whose out-service treatment reach out to family and its home environment. So, hospital is an integral part, means it is the main intramural part in any organization, and its function is to cater the people who are living in vicinity of it related to the healthcare. Treatment can be either curative treatment, that is the treatment according to the disease, and preventive treatment, which if adopted, the disease will not occur, and this may be either outpatient, which do not require the admission, or inpatient, which requires the admission. Then it is also the center for the training of doctors, nurses and health workers, and also carrying the biomedical research. So it gives the clinical service and the teaching service. Now, according to the ownership of the hospital may be classified as government hospital. Government hospital means any hospital which is run and supported by the government fund. The government fund may be state government, like government of Maharashtra funding the JJ group of hospital. It may be funded by the central government, like National Institute of Reproductive Health, a unit of ICMR in Parel run by the central government, or it may be the municipal corporation hospital, which is also quasi-government hospital run by the Municipal Corporation of India. And in Mumbai, there are three main medical colleges and hospitals which are run by Birhan Mumbai Municipal Corporation. These are Lokmanya Tilak Hospital and Sion Hospital, Lokmanya Tilak Medical Colleges and Sion Hospital. Second is SET GS Medical College and KM Hospital. Third is Topiwala National Medical College and Nair Hospital. Apart from these, BMC also run different municipal hospitals and dispensaries like Sivri TV Hospital, Kasturba Infective Hospital in Chinspokli. Similarly, the government may also assist different ESI hospital running in their locality, like ESI Hospital Mulund is one of the largest hospital of Mumbai, mainly catering the need of industrial workers. The type of the care in the hospital include medical services, and these services are provided free of cost, the cost of which is covered by the fund received from the central government or the state government. In the previous slide, we have read that hospital is a service industry. The hospital requires proper funding beginning from its incipient stage till the hospital setup is made and hospital is carried out to carry out the day-to-day activities. So, in the service industry, if funding is stopped at any level, it is the poor patient which suffer, and that is why this type of hospital receives treatment either from the central government or from the state government. A semi-government hospitals are autonomous hospitals because their operations are governed by the government health policies. So, semi-government hospitals are those government hospitals which are also run by the government but not entirely from the state government or central government but from the allied government services. Like I have told about the Municipal Corporation of India. The Municipal Corporation of Mumbai is the part of government, but the earning is mainly from the and funding is mainly from the BMC. Similarly, BJ Medical College and Civil Hospital of Ahmedabad, All India Institute of Medical Sciences located at New Delhi, Jawaharlal Nehru Institute of Medical Education and Research, Puducherry, or National Institute of Medical Sciences, Bangalore, are typical example of government hospitals of this category. Self-managed hospitals and nursing home. A nursing home is a place or premise used or intended to be used for receptions of the patient suffering from injury or sickness. So, nursing home is a place where patients are admitted either because of the suffering, which is because of the sickness or because of the injury. They are usually owned by a private owner who may be individuals or it may be group of individuals like general surgeon, ENT surgeon, ophthalmic surgeon, orthopedic, etc. One of the important concepts in nursing home and hospital is that all the maternity homes are also included in the nursing home category. Such type of nursing home has to be registered under Nursing Home Registration Act because they are commercial entities but are run for the social cause, that is benefit of individuals, because these hospitals and nursing homes are usually owned by a private owner. Therefore, they don't want to give the treatment free of cost. At the same time, they don't want to neglect the needy and the sick patient who requires adequate and the timely treatment. Now, for the nursing home to start, the nursing home has to be registered according to the Nursing Home Registration Act. No person can carry out nursing home without the registration. Every person intending to carry on nursing home shall make an application for registration, or if the nursing home is already registered, they can apply for renewal of registration, that is renewing of the registration of the nursing home. A certificate of the registration is issued under the Section 7 of the National of the Nursing Home Registration Act. So all the nursing home registration is made legalized and made evident so that it prevent the unauthorized nursing home mushrooming in the locality. What is medical clinic? A medical clinic, usually smaller than the hospital, they are often run by the government agencies like dermatology clinic, well baby clinic, ANC clinic for the pregnant mother, well baby clinic for the pediatric patient, dermatology clinic for the skin disease patient, and sometimes they may be owned by the private owners like ophthalmic clinic or orthopedic clinic or dermatology clinic or audiologist clinic, etc. These medical clinics are usually governed by Clinical Establishment Act, which was passed in 2010. The important features of this act is that every doctor clinic should be registered with the Clinical Establishment Act 2010. Each doctor clinic should have the casualty where they can attain and give treatment to the patient who are in emergency and cannot get away with the sick and needy patient because they require medical attention within the golden hours. Then it specifies rules about the specific space related to the clinical establishment. That is, the clinical establishment should be away from the nurse, from the residential accommodation. They should have the separate inlet and outlet. One cannot put the nursing home board along with the society registration board. Then one should have the sufficient space to run the doctor clinic. Act does not provide any provision for the patient right like access to the case record. Although this act is legalized, but it also gives protection to the owner of the medical clinic, and that is why this medical clinic may not give medical record to the patient as and when required, and therefore they don't come under the purview of Right to Information Act. Charitable hospitals. Charitable hospitals are medical facilities other than the government-run hospitals. They are usually run on the charity, that is donation received. This donation received may be from the specific community like Parsi Hospital, which is there in the Greater Bombay, then Sindhi community supporting the Sindhi hospital, or it may be by the particular language speaking people like Gujarati supported hospital, like Gujarati Mahasabha hospital, which is located in the Ghatkopar area of Mumbai. Similarly, it may be the Sindhi Mahasabha hospital located in the Ullasnagar area of Mumbai suburb. So these type or certain type of charitable institution are also received or run on the charity received from the large religious leader like Sankar Netralaya Chennai, given by the donation from Adi Shankaracharya. Similarly, many hospitals are also run on the basis of donation received from the particular holy pilgrimage and holy place of worship, like Tirupati Hospital in Tirumala is also supporting the Tirupati Hospital Foundation, which is located in that particular locality for the benefit of the local people, general people, economically weaker people, etc. These medical establishments are again governed by the Clinical Establishment Act 2010, which specify the space laws related to the amount of space required, the entrance, the signboard they put, then the casualty they should have, but it also protect them because patients do not have the access, that is right to access the medical record book. The corporate hospitals in India, are upcoming hospitals because India is gradually becoming more industrialized, more patients are coming up with their money in the pocket, they can pay for the medical expenditure they spend. Corporate hospitals are becoming more prevalent in India because of the increase in the per capita income, increase in the GDP, increase in the GNP, gross national productivity. So it increases the power to purchase the healthcare facility. The corporate hospitals are usually defined as a private hospital for the profit, and that is why these hospitals are governed by the corporate law and regarded as a business entities. Nowadays, just like the big industrial house, their initial public offering or share is also floated in the general market, like share for the Wockhardt Hospital, Apollo Group of Hospital, Max Health Center, and that is why all the shareholders who spend money to buy the particular share have the right in the hospital, and that is why these hospitals are usually audited every 3 years by hospital cost consultant or hospital accountant, and whatever is the profit is shared as a dividend, and the financial statement is released in the leading newspaper so that shareholders are also relieved that whatever money they have spent in buying the share of the particular hospital is doing good profit, and they will get good money return when they sell the share of the hospital. These hospitals are entirely based on the healthcare purchase capacity of the individuals, and based on the paying capacity, they grade the rooms according to the paying capacity of the patients. The room may be economy or general class room, then the room may be triple sharing room without AC, then the room may be twin sharing room without AC, then the room service may be semi-deluxe room with air conditioning, deluxe room, private suite, etc. These hospitals usually give the quality of care to the patient who are admitted, because patients are going to pay for the service. At the same time, they also give the quality of treatment, that is, patient not only get the care but also the higher quality of treatment because of the payment they are going to make. Categorization of the hospital. The hospitals are basically categorized into A, B, C and D depending upon the number of the bed the hospital is equipped with. If the hospital is equipped with the bed of 25 to 50 bedded, it is called category A hospital. If the hospital is equipped with 51 to 100 bed, it is called category B hospital. If the hospital beds are between 101 to 300, it is considered category C hospital. If the hospital bed is between 301 to 500, it is called category D hospital. If the hospital bed is between 501 to 750, it is known as category E hospital. This categorization of the hospital is very important because based on this category, you have to develop the infrastructure, you have to develop the manpower required, you have to keep the nursing staff, you have to mobilize the fund, you have to keep the proper arrangement for the biomedical waste, for the supply of the electricity, for the supply of the water, for the supply of the hospital linen required, for the operation of the patient, number of the OTs required, number of the consultant required to run the medical OPD, number of the surgeon required to run the surgical OPD, number of the casualty required, number of the lab technician required. So all this categorization of the hospital is very important, from not only from the patient care of view, but also from the care, from the point of administering and running the hospital, at the same time giving the quality treatment. Normally, the category A and category B, that is hospital less than 100 bed, is considered tier 1 hospital, whereas category C, 2E, that is hospital bed more than 100, is considered tier 2 hospital. Based on the tiering of the hospital into 1 and 2, the cost of the treatment like OPD consultation, lab investigation, hospital surcharge, operative charge may also vary, because it is assumed that if the hospital is more and more bedded, it means that the hospital will have more and more department. So hospital will be more and more specialized in treating and dealing with the patient, and patient will be treated in the better way as compared to the small hospitals and nursing home. Then concept of the hospital within the health service. The hospitals are very expensive to build and operate, because we have read that the hospital is a service industry. Hospital require constant funding, not only at the initial stage, but also to run the hospital in day-to-day life. The expenditure of the hospital not only begins from the land location and acquisition, but depending on the different type of cost, that is direct and indirect cost, to run, to build and run the hospital. Therefore, hospital is a capital intensive business, and that is why many hospitals which are now coming up with the corporate hospital concept has become business entity, and many private owners are taking special interest to start and run such type of hospital. The first type of health service is, or first type of goal is to reach all people the healthcare which is appropriate at appropriate time throughout the day and night, with the best level of the care and also not compromising on the quality of care. That is why hospitals are built in such a way that they are able to manage the patient not only in the daytime but 24 hours a day, round the clock, with good attitude, good level of satisfaction, and not only making the treatment cost effective but also making the treatment cost benefit. The primary function of the hospital is to provide medical care to the community who lives in an area adjoining the hospital, and medical care may be either curative care, that is surgical treatment, or medical treatment according to the disease or illness or sickness the patient is suffering from. It may be primary or preventive treatment like proper health education, proper awareness about the health, organizing health camp, detecting the disease before it gets complicated, proper screening of the patient for the particular disease. Then the medical care also includes the care which is given to rehabilitate the patient and make the patient living more comfortable, more self-sustained and self-sustained, like cardiac rehabilitation, orthopedic rehabilitation, psychiatric rehabilitation, and this rehabilitation may be physical, psychosocial, financial, etc. The medical care includes clinical care, which may be preventive, promotive, or curative in nature. A hospital, however, has to perform other roles other than the clinical service. The hospitals are center for the education. The hospitals not only give the clinical service, but also make the clinicians, so that more and more clinicians will be available to give more and more treatment. That is why many bigger hospitals having the bed more than 350 are entitled to run the medical colleges and hospitals for MBBS course, BDS course, and also they are able to run the postgraduate medical course like MD/MS or diplomas in clinical subject, provided that there is ample number of bed and teacher available to guide and teach the patient. And for the postgraduate course for the medical college to start, for each student there should be one teacher, that is 1:1 ratio, and 10 bed available, so that they will have the ample and sufficient exposure on different type of patients and different type of cases they want to see and learn. Then it is also the place to conduct the clinical research. That is why many hospitals, especially government medical colleges, which receive the different type of patient and variety of patient, had tied up with the different research organization to conduct the different research related to pharmacy, related to disease pattern, related to disease morbidity pattern, related to epidemiology of disease, related to the application and the result of innovative treatment or innovative surgery performed or given in a particular case. Then hospital is also the place to do lot of extracurricular activities. Like nowadays, hospital is also the course or place to give training to non-medicos and medicos who are interested in learning the administrative business, which is very important and hidden part of the hospital, because hospital not only does the clinical and teaching part, but also it is a revenue earning center. And that is why if the hospital is properly planned and governed, it may become good capital or good corporate business line. And that is why nowadays students are coming up with a different course like health administration, health management, clinical coordinator, clinical research, and this type of paramedics and allied medical services help and knowledge they will get when they are exposed to hospitals of different categories, hospitals of different specialties, hospitals located in different localities, hospitals admitting different type of patient and different class of patient. Despite of these functions, exaggerated importance must be given to the place of the hospital in the community health center, because India is a developing country, none of the patient is so well off to pay for the treatment. They depend upon their government to support them to give the basic health care. Secondly, 60% of the population still lives in villages, and that is why government is planning to strengthen its primary health care to perform or fulfill these purposes and function.